bus was quite completely empty, only driver and the wheel. Just evening air and engine noise and something I could feel. Eastbound down on Chestnut Street, outside lane I stayed. 30-something on the clock, steady choices made. Traffic in front and traffic behind, close enough to know. And to my left, that inside lane was moving kind of slow. We rolled toward the Chestnut sign with Landmark close in sight. My eye caught a moving frame from the north in evening's light. A black small pickup waited there, anxious, not afraid. From the curb away he raced, he wouldn't be delayed. Southbound bold and running hard, no pause and no excuse. Across five lanes of moving steel, he thought he had the juice. I could not gas, I could not brake, so I held my line for safety's sake. One honk rang out, then metal spoke, five lanes wide. Not surge, the front was blocked, no space to race the day. I could not slam the brakes back hard with someone close in play. So I kept it smooth, kept it straight, kept breathing through the strain, praying he would stop in time and not test luck again. But he kept rolling, kept on going, kept on pressing through. And every sorry if you do. The truck passed by, I had to see. I checked my mirror left. The larger top one catching truth that seconds always kept. I saw him strike the rear near me square as a craftsman's cut. A perfect 90 in the side is where the wheel was struck. The hit looked flat, angle clean in that small tight mirror frame. And in my head I heard the sound, the impact took straight aim. I could not run, I could not hide, so I held my line, then brakes applied. One honk rang out, then metal spoke, five lanes wide. No one died, but all could tell it was quite a ride. Bounced away and spun around clockwise in the street, and came to rest facing round and now not quite complete. His front end broken pieces flew like bitter metal rain, scattered wide on every side with engine under strain. Some found my rear wheel to be sound, moved not a single inch. Like proof that chaos travels far, my bus, it didn't flinch. Just past the Chestnut entrance, I stopped right in my lane. Flashed the hazards, grabbed the mic, my speech was clear and plain. All traffic in all the lanes went still as stone can be. A sudden hush across the road, like everyone agreed. I checked the bus as best I could, then called it in once more. They said the wheels undamaged looked, I could drive it home for sure. I'd rolled ahead some 30 feet and maybe 40, give or take, to clear the impact damage zone, then stop to sit and wait. It looked like we could clear the road, so I got word to move. Authorized to pull it off, careful, slow and smooth. Credit union lot near Chestnut gave a place to breathe. A patch of quiet asphalt where the nerves could be relieved. I shut it down, stepped out to look, boots on winter ground, walked the rear, checked every side, and listened for a sound. The only damage I could see, sharp as a wound in view, a 12-inch gash outside rim, rear tire split right through. Photos taken front to back, left to right, then around, down the line when they need facts, the photos we'll lay down.